Dish TV is better than cable TV. Why? Because you can save 45% on packages compared to your high-priced cable bill. Wow. Take those giant scissors out and cut the cable and save with Dish TV. Plus, you get a free DVR upgrade to record your favorite shows and free installation. And with Dish Anywhere, you can watch TV for free on your mobile device. Act fast. You can save hundreds of dollars. Does your cable company do that for you? Get all the best TV programming at your fingertips at a fraction of the price of cable TV. So say adios, arrivederci, goodbye to the high cable bill, and save up to 45% on Dish TV packages today. These are limited time offers and can change at any time. Call fast. 800-405-2561. 800-405-2561. 800-405-2561. That's 800-405-2561.
You're listening to Sports Overnight Weekend.
Capello, three-handed and full fader with no knickers on. The footballing gods are looking down on Real Madrid, stroking their big white beards and saying, Vamanos, muchachos!
I'm sick, I want to throw up.
You're listening to Sports Overnight Weekend.
Live from the Sports Byline Studios in San Francisco, California, Taco Man Radio is in your face. Straight up for the next hour, my name is Johnny Taco, and I hope to both inform you, entertain you, and maybe infuriate you as well. Of course, I hope to combine both humor and sports, a little politics, a little life. We'll have a good time. Hey, it's one of those carefree hours, okay? 1-800-878-PLAY. That's our toll-free phone number, 1-800-878-7529. It's also the Saturday night or Sunday morning, wherever you are in the U.S., the drunk line. In other words, if you don't want to, you know, sound like a fool on the radio, but you want to impart on the show, you can by shooting me a text. The studio text line, the number, 415-275-1613. That's 415-275-1613. Well, guess what? We're here from the GOAT tonight, baby. That's right. No, not Muhammad Ali. Tom Brady, the greatest quarterback in all of football, no doubt about it. How many Super Bowl rings he got? Put it this way, how many times has he been to the Super Bowl? How many times has he been MVP? I mean, he's just the man, no doubt about it. We'll hear from Tom Brady unplugged at about 20, 25 minutes past the hour. But wait, I'm not done. We'll also spend some time with my man, Rodney. It's time to laugh, folks. Everybody's bumming out about the government shutdown and the opening of the government and Trump this and Trump that. Ah, screw all that kind of good stuff. We'll have some fun tonight. No Trump. Let's have some fun tonight with Rodney Dangerfield. We'll bring in Seth Meyers maybe for the jokes of the week. But wait, I'm not done. How about the great Dominic Jimenez, right? Dom's Diner, 40 minutes past the hour, folks. That wraps up the 1 hour of the Taco Man Radio Show. So straight up, sit back, tune in, and get ready for an hour of Taco Man Radio.
Comes the decision now. Let's listen.
Clarity in the world of professional boxing is spelled WBO. That's right. The World Boxing Organization is boxing's only transparent sanctioned body. You can follow the WBO on Facebook or check out their website, WBOboxing.com. That's WBOboxing.com. The World Boxing Organization.
Do you use the blue pill to charge your sex life? Have you been thinking about trying the blue pill? What if we can promise you the same results for less than $3 a pill? If you're paying $20 a pill for the other pills, you're getting taken to the cleaners. Our pill delivers the exact same results for less than $3. We'll do the math for you. You'll save more than $16 a pill for the same results. Want more? We'll give you 40 blue pills or 40 yellow pills for $99 and add 4 more pills free. You save more than than $500. You don't have to be a rocket scientist to know what to do next. You need to call and get your 44 pills for just $99. Stop overpaying for the other blue pills. Call us and start saving a ton of money for the exact same results. Ordering is fast and easy with your pills delivered to your door in a non-marked package. 800-223-0992. 800-223-0992. 800-223-0992. That's 800-223-0992.
Imagine this is your money and someone wants to take it from you. Who is it? The IRS. They want your money, and guess what? They can legally take it, all of it if they want. Remember, they sent you that letter that said, hey, you owe us a bunch of cash and we're going to take it from you. So what do? Fight back by letting our team of experts at the Tax Helpline work it out with the IRS so you can keep your money. And we're good at what we do. When you hire us, you get a team of guys on your side that know the IRS laws and will fight to save your money. So, if you owe the IRS a ton of cash and you want to keep it, call right now and learn for free how we can help you put it back in your pocket.
800-932-1749. 800-932-1749. 800-932-1749. That's 800-932-1749.
Do you play daily fantasy sports? Have you ever wondered how people can make thousands of dollars playing it? Well, we have the answer. Draft-board.com/SOA will give you the expert tools and advice in order to make serious cash. You can sign up for just $1 for 30 days. Yeah, you heard that right. $1 for 30 days at draft-board.com/SOA. That's draft-board.com/SOA. Start making the big bucks today.
This is Sports Overnight America
with Johnny Taco.
Hey, everybody, I'm Seth. That's Ellie. These are our favorite jokes of the week. Senator Kamala Harris announced today that she will run for president in 2020. I wish her luck, but I don't know. Is America really ready for a president? An Arizona state legislature introduced a bill yesterday that would tax people to watch internet porn and use the money to fund President Trump's border wall. Wait, so you can't find anyone to pay for the wall, but you think you're going to find anyone who still pays for internet porn? President Trump tweeted this morning that crime will go down by record numbers if his border wall is built, but only if we build it with him on the other side.
What are you guys doing over there?
A recall was issued last week for a brand of ready-to-eat chicken nuggets following complaints that packages had pieces of wood in them. And if there's one thing chicken nugget consumers don't want, it's a natural ingredient. President Trump pushed for his border wall on Twitter this morning by repeatedly posting the phrase, "Build a wall and crime will fall." That's great and everything, but you will probably be impeached before they could ever finish a wall, so maybe leave the fence for President Pence?
From the heavyweight champion of late-night television, I'm talking about Seth Meyers and his great jokes of the week, too. The one, the only, the legendary, the icon, the Hall of Famer, Rodney Dangerfield.
My next guest loves to perform because... because he loves audiences. He has his own nightclub in New York City called, appropriately, Dangerfield. He doesn't get any respect there. He is currently appearing at the Tropicana Hotel in Las Vegas, where he gets no respect. He keeps coming back here, and we are keeping the thing going. He gets no respect here either. Would you welcome Mr. Rodney Dangerfield?
I can use a good crowd, you know. I mean, help me forget Las Vegas. I'm going broke over there. I mean, Vegas, you gotta go broke. They got slot machines all over, even in supermarkets. I bought a dozen eggs, cost me $442. I tell you, I'm never lucky at gambling, you know. I was in a game show. I won a 20-day cruise in the Bermuda Triangle. I tell you what, I mean, nothing works out, you know. I'm still heavy. I can't lose any weight. Now, last week I went nuts. I tried the rice diet. Between meals, kept folding my shirts. And my doctor, he don't help either. He told me to run 5 miles a day for 2 weeks. I called him up. I said, Doc, I'm 70 miles from my house. What a doctor. Well, one time I saw him, he gave me sleeping pills. He told me to take them whenever I wake up. And I saw my dentist, too, another beauty. I said to him, Doc, look at my teeth. They're all getting yellow. He told me to wear a brown necktie. I tell you, I meet the wrong people. That's my trouble. Like last week, I met the Surgeon General. He offered me a cigarette. I tell you, last week was a rough week for me last week. I saw my kid and the milkman going to a father and son dinner. I don't know. I tell you, my own house, I can't relax. I got no sex life. 10 years ago, my wife put me on hold. What a sex life. With a dog, he's watching me in a bedroom, wants to learn how to beg. And my dog, that's another one. He taught my wife to roll over and play dead. I tell you, I never had any luck with animals either, you know? When I was a kid in my sandbox, the cat kept covering me up. And I tell you, when I was a kid, I got no respect at all, you know? They always made me take the family picture. And that way, I wouldn't be in it. My old man, he didn't help either, kept taking me to the zoo. He said he was hoping my real parents would claim me. It's the same thing today. I don't get no respect from anyone. Well, Carl Malden stole my traveler's checks. I tell you, I can't take it no more. I find out they want to use my family, make a sequel to Roots. They want to call it Fertilizer. Lovely people, I tell you that. Thank you very
show
much.
Show business is exciting, isn't it?
It's a rim shot.
Isn't
you know
it?
What it
your
is.
Whole life, your whole life is one big,
big rim shot. Big
rim
shot, yes. but everything is okay, Johnny.
Everything's good. You're looking good.
Tropicana's okay there. Everything's going well there. Good show. The girl singer's great with me. Joey English, very good singer
really,
there,
huh?
too. Yeah, and Dangerfield's okay. David Fry is there. And
yeah.
Everything is fine. In fact, right now I'm looking forward to a very exciting new venture.
Huh?
Yeah. Well, it's not definitely. She just moved to my building.
I didn't know that.
No, but things are real good. In fact, last week I had an offer to work at another hotel in Las Vegas.
Another one?
Yeah, Circus Circus.
Oh.
It was a bad deal, though. I got to bring my own net, you know. But it's always a pleasure to be here.
Right.
I mean, people are nice, so you treat me right, you know.
Right,
I did another talk show. I got no respect at all. Mm-hmm. I mean, it was my turn to sit down. I wouldn't move over. Oh, I get some rough days, Johnny, rough days.
Bad days
I start drinking early, I'll tell you that.
Oh,
boy, the other night in Las Vegas, I'll tell you, I got loaded on what I'm doing. I played dice, I lost $1,000.
Oh,
I got even, though. I stole 400 sweet and lows. but drinking's bad, Johnny, I tell you.
It's not good.
I got to watch my health. That's what's important, health, Johnny, health.
Health is everything.
Health. I mean, I'm getting old. I'm not a kid anymore. I know I'm getting old. In Vegas, I played a slot machine. 3 prunes came up.
Next up on the Taco Man Audio Magazine, Tom Brady, raw and unplugged, only on Sports Byline.
This is Sports Overnight America.
If you or someone you love suffers from drug addiction, now is the time to utilize your private health insurance PPO plan. If eligible, receive up to $30,000 or more in substance abuse benefits with low or no out-of-pocket cost. We are the National Treatment Network, the premier drug and alcohol treatment referral service operating 24/7. We help connect you with facilities nationwide that accepts PPO private health insurance for substance abuse. If you have PPO substance abuse coverage and you need immediate admittance to a medical detox or residential rehab treatment center, call us now. Call our live referral helpline today. The call is free. This program is not available to Medicare or Medicaid customers.
Call 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. That's 800-296-1252.
If you or a loved one is suffering from a physical or emotional condition that has left you unable to work, then listen carefully. Take this number down. 800-593-7491. That's 800-593-7491. When you call, you'll speak with a Social Security disability expert and get a free evaluation to see if you may qualify for disability insurance benefits from the U.S. government. That's right, a monthly cash payment paid directly to you from the Social Security Administration. Whether you're applying for the first time or you've already been denied disability benefits, call now. The disability attorneys at Pinnacle Disability can help you build your case, file an appeal, and represent you at no upfront cost to you. Don't wait another minute to see if you may qualify for your Social Security disability benefits. Call Pinnacle Disability Group at 800-593-7491 for your free case evaluation. That's 800-593-7491. 800-593-7491. Call now.
Attention business owners. Are you struggling while waiting for your customers to pay on their net 30, 60, or 90-day invoices? Can't get a business loan? Have no equity? Bad credit? Or maybe no credit at all? Then you need to call AmeriFactors right now. AmeriFactors will give you cash for your invoices and there's nothing to pay back. We simply buy your account receivables, and if those clients don't pay on the invoices, we take the loss. We give you funds based on your account receivables, not your credit. And 98% of all applicants are approved. It's that simple. With AmeriFactors, there's no more waiting for your customers to pay. We give you the funds up front, then we wait for your customers to pay us. Fund your business today. Call AmeriFactors right now.
800-847-1183. 800-847-1183. 800-847-1183. That's 800-847-1183.
Three yards for a first down, four for a touchdown. Brady throwing corner of the end zone. Caught! Touchdown! Julian Edelman.
Quarterback from the gun. First and 10 from the 48 of Casey. Dropping back. Throwing a long ball right for Gronkowski. Separation. Makes the over the shoulder catch. And he's tackled by Parker inside the 10.
You're listening to Sports Overnight America
with Johnny Taco.
Is Tom Brady the greatest quarterback of all time? Well, let's hear from Tom Brady and see what he has to say about that.
Good. Doing well. How are you guys doing?
Doing well, really well.
Good.
On the Instagram, you put out a photo of a clean jersey with your some of the offensive linemen and their stuff. What's your thoughts on the way that group has performed?
I think they've performed incredible all year, really. You know, we really haven't had many sacks this year. I think they've done such a great job protecting. In the run game, I think that speaks for itself. And that was just an incredible effort last week. And we're going to need it again because this group is, you know, obviously exceptional at that position. D-line is certainly a great strength of theirs. And, you know, we'll be challenged. All those guys will be challenged. And, you know, we'll need those guys to play a great game.
Tom, this year, what's it like been for you working with Brian Hoyer and having him with you in the quarterback room?
It's really great. We've obviously had a long friendship. And, you know, we're hit it off since he got here. And then, you know, he left for a bunch of years. And we always kept in touch. And it's just been great to have him back. So, you know, I've always just really enjoyed my time with him. He's, you know, just got a great mannerism about him. He's very positive. You know, it's really great for me to have him there because he's, you know, he's always encouraging. And, you know, he's just a great teammate to have. Not only his role and in his position, and he always has a great understanding of what we do. And, you know, I lean on him for a lot of things. And, you know, he's just, you know, he's a great friend. He'll always be a great friend. Obviously, he just, I love him being in that position.
You mentioned that you guys do throwing competitions together and that you hate losing to him.
I do, and he beats me a lot, unfortunately. He's a great passer of the football. And, you know, he's good in any condition. You know, he grew up in Ohio. He went to St. Ignatius High School, which is where my college roommate went to. And, you know, so I obviously knew a lot about St. Ignatius and Brian going to Michigan State. There's obviously a lot of connections and then get drafted here. And he's just, you know, he's really a great person. He's a great dad. He's a great family man. And, you know, again, I just love kind of hanging with him.
Jason, before yesterday, described your relationship with Julian as a bromance. And he said, look, they've been around together for a long time. But one of the things that struck me was he said that some of that nonverbal communication, he said if one of them messes up, the other gives a look like, not necessarily disappointment, but come on, do better. We've done this long enough. Do you feel like that's a critical component to sort of your relationship on the field?
Yeah, we have a great relationship, Jules and I, and, you know, I trust him so much. And we put in so many hours together in the meeting room, in the film room. And, you know, I think obviously he and I go back a long way. And, you know, him going to CSM and, you know, my relationship with Tom Martinez, you know, going back to CSM and then from Redwood City to Kent State, which was close to Michigan, and then, you know, drafted here, play receiver, but he was a quarterback. And, you know, he's always been kind of like my little brother in a good way, you know. I know probably I don't have a little brother, but he's kind of like a little brother. And, it, you know, he knows how much I love him. And you know, what he's kind of done with his career has been incredible. And he's so impressive as a player, as a leader, you know, to go from playing quarterback in college to, you know, receiver in the pros, and then to become really a dominant receiver in the pros, I think speaks to his work ethic. And, you know, it's just I'm so happy in everything that he achieves. And, you know, obviously I can't say enough good things about Jules.
There are just two receivers in NFL postseason history with over 100 catches. Jerry Rice with 151 and Julian with 105.
Yeah.
I mean, look, obviously speaks to your team success being there over and over again. But that's a pretty outrageous number for someone, as you just mentioned, who was a quarterback and maybe had no position when he came here.
Yeah, it's, I mean, it's really beyond incredible for Jules to do that. It's, I mean, when you talk about Jerry Rice, I mean, that's the guy that's, you know, set every record, every receiving record in the history of the NFL, basically. And, you know, for Jules to be right there, you know, as one of two guys, including him, again, it's just such a credit to Jules. And, you know, look at his stature. I mean, he was never, you know, he wasn't built like Megatron, you know. He's just built the way he was built. And I think he's just worked so hard over the years to, you know, learn how to play receiver. I think his quarterback background's probably helped him in terms of, you know, knowing where to be, knowing how to get open, and, you know when the quarterback wants to get rid of the ball. And, you know, he's just done an incredible job.
Tom, you've had such an incredible run of success. A lot of people call you the greatest of all time. I'm curious, after all of these years, what keeps you motivated?
I love the competition, and I love trying to improve. And I think that's what it comes down to. It's every year has its challenges. It's very different, you know, from when I was my first year to now. It's just, you know, things change, obviously, with yourself, team, you know, personal situations, professional situations. And, you know, I love competing. I love playing football. You know, I think loving the game and trying to improve and be the best I could be for the team is great motivation for me. And I've always just spoke about winning. And, you know, that's what I love to do. That's why I'm here. That's why this team, I think, is, you know, done such a great job. I think everyone here is just committed to winning and really doing whatever it takes to win. And whether that's Julian, you know, moving from quarterback to receiver, whether that's Mike Vrabel playing tight end, you know, for us, or defensive players lead blocking on the goal line, or Troy Brown, or, you know, Julian playing DB at different times. I mean, everyone just kind of does whatever it takes. And that's a great, great place to be.
We've seen you use your eyes so effectively to move defenders, not give up where you're throwing with the ball. When you're little and you're, you know, you're throwing a, hitting a tennis ball, throwing a wiffle ball, you're told to look where you want the ball to go. So yeah, mechanically, how difficult is it to train the rest of your body not to be out of position to throw where you are eventually going to want to throw when you're not setting your eyes to where that's going to be until the very last moment?
Yeah, it's really a lot of, you know, really a lot of years of repetitions and a lot of hours of thinking about, you know, drills and mechanics and so forth. And I think at this point, so much is just, it'd be really hard for me to change too much right now, because I've had so many years and hours invested in my mechanics, fundamentals, footwork. So, you know, little modifications you could probably make, but for the most part, you know, a lot of these things have just been drilled in me for so long by all my coaches from high school to college to this level. And, you know, it's just doing it. The more you do it, the better you get at it. And again, I said last week, I mean, part of doing it a lot is loving it. And if you don't love it, you're not going to work hard at it. And I think, again, just fortunate to love it. And when you love it, you work hard at it. And when you work hard at it, you can work every day at it. And I think that's been just a great benefit for me in my life.
Tom, it's been a long time for Rex, up and down with the injury. What's it been like to have him, you know, down the stretch and be able to count on him?
Rex Burkhead? Yeah. I mean, he's done, again, just, we had him last year, and then I know he was a free agent, and then we re-signed him, and I think everyone loves what he did for us last year and, you know, wanted more of it this year. And I think he's done it, and he obviously dealt with a tough injury. But, you know, Rex is a tough guy, and he's, you know, we all have trust in him to do the right thing, make the right decision, and just does a great job giving it to him, does a great job in blitz pickup. You know, could play third down back. He can be first and second down back, goal line runner. And, you know, we split him out. I think that's just a great credit to his skill set. He's got, you know, a lot of the things that, you know, it takes to, you know, either run the ball inside and then obviously to run it outside and catch passes on the outside. So he's really a dynamic player. And, you know, he's just a tough matchup for a defense because, you know, he could be in a lot of different places. And he's obviously become a very dependable, consistent player for us. And, you know, we love having him out there.
Can you share a couple of the less obvious ways maybe that you have changed? You just reflected, you know, every year is different, but
yeah,
this matchup with the Rams does go back to the 2001 season, your first Super Bowl. What are some of the less obvious ways that you're a different person now than you were then?
I think I'm in many ways I'm similar. You know, I don't think in the end things are that different for me. That's a tough question. I have not.
Do you find yourself appreciating more?
Absolutely. No.
Changes. Obviously, your life circumstances have changed.
And yep. So you're
driving
a different car than when I used to be.
A different house, you know. But I'm just curious, maybe the reflection or the enjoyment of the experience this time as opposed to when you were such a young kid at 24.
I think I have, you know, I was raised by, you know, a great mom and dad who are, you know, were very important in my life, still are. And I think they taught me some really great lessons when I was a kid. My mom's, I think some of you guys have met her, she's probably the sweetest person I've ever met in my life. And, you know, I get a lot from her. You know, my dad is very loving, empathetic, and I get a lot from him. And, you know, my family, my sisters were very competitive growing up. I got a lot from them. You know, and then just being a part of some really great teams, you know, I learned a lot. And you know, my college experience was you know, really good for me, challenging, but great. I learned to grow up a lot from a kid from California to grow up to be, you know, a kid in the Midwest. And it was a different level of competition. And then to come to the pros and go even further away from California and to be away there for 19 years, I was joking, you know, with Dante and Ivan. You know, I've been with them longer than I've been with my parents. And, you know, with Coach Belichick longer than that, Mr. Kraft, and so many people have been here for as long as I have, and really this has become my home, and I can't say enough good things. I just love it, and I love playing, and like I said, many of those things are still the same. I loved playing then. I still love playing now. You know, I don't take anything for granted. I really don't. I enjoy it. You know, I think we all work hard at it, but, like, you know, to get to this point is really exceptional. And, you know, I'm proud of the guys for making the commitment, and certainly not easy. I think everyone at this point is, you know, you're tired, you're worn down, but at the same time, you have, you know, one of the great opportunities in your life. And this is a memory you'll have forever. And I really hope, you know, we can go out and take advantage of it. And the Rams have worked equally as hard. They got a great team. Well, you know, they do real well in all phases. And just like the last, you know, all these teams that we've played in this game, it's a very difficult game to win. So I'm excited for it. I'm going to try to get as much rest as I can and try to go out and play our best game of the year, you know, when we need it the most. So thank you.
There you have it, folks. The GOAT, the greatest of all time, Tom Brady, in his own words. Next up on the Mighty Sports Byline Broadcast Network, the kids in the house, baby. Dominic Jimenez and Dom's Diner. Next up, Taco Man Audio Magazine.
Brady going to the end zone. Open is Dorsett for the touchdown.
Amendola at the top in motion. Second and goal to the end zone. And right on the goal line, it is caught by Hogan for the touchdown.
You're listening to Sports Overnight America.
Here comes the decision now. Let's listen.
Clarity in the world of professional boxing is spelled WBO. That's right, the World Boxing Organization is boxing's only transparent sanctioned body. You can follow the WBO on Facebook or check out their website, WBOboxing.com. That's WBOboxing.com. The World Boxing Organization.
Do you play daily fantasy sports? Have you ever wondered how people can make thousands of dollars playing it? Well, we have the answer. Draft-board.com/SOA will give you the expert tools and advice in order to make serious cash. You can sign up for just $1 for 30 days. Yeah, you heard that right. $1 for 30 days at draft-board.com/SOA. That's draft-board.com/SOA. Start making the big bucks today.
The backyard's looking great, Rob.
Thanks, man. I was planning on adding a deck, too. Know any good contractors?
Why don't you just ask HomeAdvisor?
Home what?
HomeAdvisor.com. You just tell them about your project, and they match you with local pros that can do the job.
Nice. Now, how much does it cost?
Oh, HomeAdvisor's totally free to use. Plus, you can read customer reviews, check pricing, and book appointments for free.
What's the website again?
HomeAdvisor.com. Or just download the free HomeAdvisor app. HomeAdvisor.
Hey, travelers, do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right, call, because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at ridiculously low prices. Our prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find ridiculously low prices for you. Call SmartFares today and get the best price on your next flight. Guaranteed. Also, save up to 50% off business and first class tickets.
855-325-1780. 855-325-1780. That's 855-325-1780.
I love iHeartRadio.
iHeartRadio.
Love it.
Everywhere, man. Seriously. Everywhere, man. 20 million songs from 450,000 artists. iHeartRadio.
Reno, Chicago, Fargo, Minnesota, Buffalo, Toronto, Winslow, Sarasota.
I create my own radio stations.
iHeartRadio. Millions of songs, thousands of stations, one free app. iHeartRadio is that easy. Download the app today or listen online at iHeartRadio.com.
This is Sports Overnight America.
What is happening, everybody? Welcome in. It's another edition of Dom's Diner. We are open for business. Got a lot of good and bad things to talk about in the world of sports this past week. A lot of great stuff on the specials menu. So how about we not waste any time? I could be here and tell you all about how we prepare it and how it's all, but you don't care about that. You just want the goods, and I don't blame you. Let's start this thing now. First off, we got to start where else? Winners.
I want winners. I want people that want to win.
First winner, CJ Anderson. Now, I know you might be thinking, who is CJ Anderson? CJ Anderson is a running back for the Los Angeles Rams. No, he's not the starter. That obviously belongs to Todd Gurley. It's pretty damn good. But Todd Gurley has been hurt over the last month or so. CJ Anderson, who has had kind of an adventure to get to this point, has been steamrolling with multiple 100-yard games. Last week in the NFC Conference Championship, against the Saints. Saints have a very good defensive run, so he didn't get a lot of yardage, but he had a lot of carries filling in. Gurley still looking rusty. Maybe it's a conditioning thing for him. We don't really know. But CJ Anderson has had over 300 yards in the four games or so, filling in for Todd Gurley while he was hurt. And after, here's how he got to this point. After 5 years in Denver, which included a Pro Bowl and a Super Bowl win, Anderson was cut this past offseason. Last offseason, he was cut by the Broncos. It was a money-saving move. The Broncos had Devontae Booker. They brought in, drafted Royce Freeman. They brought in Philip Lindsay, undrafted, who ended up being a Pro Bowler, the first undrafted rookie to ever reach the Pro Bowl in his rookie year. How about that? So CJ Anderson in the offseason signs with the Carolina Panthers. He was waived in December. He was supposed to fill in for Christian McCaffrey. McCaffrey, smaller guy. You never know what's going to happen with him. He may or may not get injured. Carolina was hedging their bet. They were going to rely heavily on Christian McCaffrey. Let's bring in a veteran like CJ Anderson to as insurance policy. It's a good move. Well, he got waived in December. Christian McCaffrey had an amazing year, one of the best years nobody was talking about. They didn't need CJ Anderson, so they cut him. He signs with the Oakland Raiders, who then cut him without him ever playing a single down for the Raiders. And the Raiders definitely were in need of running back help this year, so the fact that they just didn't give CJ Anderson an opportunity is a little surprising. So he signs with the Rams as a backup to Todd Gurley, and in the three games in the regular season had averaged 140 yards and scored 4 total touchdowns. So how about that, y'all? Shout out to CJ Anderson, definitely a winner this week, and now he's in the Super Bowl again. Next winner. We're going to keep in theme with backup running backs. This one's Damian Williams. No, he will not be in the Super Bowl. The Chiefs lost to the New England Patriots. However, Damian Williams, since filling in for Kareem Hunt and Spencer Ware, remember, Damian Williams started the year as the third-string running back. Damian Williams, a former Dolphin, was cut in the offseason. He was just a backup there, and after the emergence of Kenyon Drake to pair up with Frank Gore, Dolphins felt they didn't really need Damian Williams anymore, so he signs with the Chiefs to be the third-string running back in Kansas City, which is where he occupied a lot of space most of the season, and then Kareem Hunt did some really stupid things in the offseason. He lied to the team about it, and those lies came out, obviously. If you haven't heard, Kareem Hunt had a domestic violence altercation with a woman at a hotel, and apparently it was a lot worse than he had told the Chiefs. Video proved it was worse than what he had told the Chiefs. He kicked her, he punched her, he shoved her. It was not a pretty sight. So the Chiefs absolved themselves of all things Kareem Hunt and just up and cut him. So Spencer Ware takes over as a starting running back. Damian Williams moves up one spot, up the depth chart. He's the backup. And then Spencer Ware spends most of the second half of the season injured. So what does Damian Williams do? He comes in, continues to do big things for that offense. We all know about Patrick Mahomes and Tyreek Hill and Travis Kelce. But Damian Williams, an underrated performance because Kareem Hunt is a Pro Bowl talent. He just colossally screwed up, and it's kind of unforgivable. But Damian Williams in the AFC Championship game against the New England Patriots had 3 touchdowns in the fourth quarter alone. He was only 3 touchdowns in the game, but he scored 3 touchdowns in the fourth quarter. He's the only player in AFC Championship history with three touchdowns in the fourth quarter. It was a losing effort, and the opportunity to score the three touchdowns was due in no large part to the fact that the Chiefs were down big going into the fourth quarter and needed to mount a furious comeback. But he got the job done. So shout out to Damian Williams. Got to give him a little bit of love here on the winners list. Next winner, Klay Thompson. He has done it again. He has his third career game with 40 points in under 30 minutes. He set an NBA record by starting the game going 10 for 10 from three against the Lakers. Nationally televised at Staples Center. He starts the game 10 for 10 from three. Ties the NBA record for most consecutive three-pointers made at 10. But he set the record for most to start a game at 10 for 10. And Klay Thompson, again, third career game with 40 points in less than 30 minutes. No one else in the entire history of the NBA, Ray Allen, Reggie Miller, even Steph Curry, so many great players. Jordan, Kobe, Will, the list goes on and on. There have been so many amazing scores in the history of the NBA. Well, Klay Thompson has three career games with 40 points in under 30 minutes. No one else has more than one in the entire history of the NBA. And we've seen Klay Thompson. He scores without dribbling because he's that great of a shooter and his teammates are that good that they can find him open. And he can put up points in a hurry, 40 points in under 30 minutes. And in that game against the Lakers, Curry goes for over 30 and KD goes for 28. So almost 100 points from your big three. Not a bad night for the Golden State Warriors in their big win against the Los Angeles Lakers. Moving on, winner, the three-point contest. Now, it hasn't happened yet. Be part of NBA All-Star Weekend in just a few weeks. However, we have our first four participants in the three-point shootout. The first two are going to be Damian Lillard and Dirk Nowitzki, who this is probably Dirk's last year, and you know what? He's probably like, yeah, you know what? Let's do it. Why not? So one of the greatest three-point shooters of all time, especially probably the best big man three-point shooter of all time, Dirk Nowitzki, the no-doubt future first ballot Hall of Famer, Damian Lillard, Dame Dalla, the guy who can light it up, the point guard for the Portland Trailblazers. He can do big things, so that'll be exciting. And it is taking place in Charlotte. So the two hometown guys are going to be participating. That's right, Seth and Steph Curry, some brotherly love returning to Charlotte. There's always been so much talk about Steph Curry. Oh, he's probably going to be a Warrior for the longest time. But when he feels like his time is done with the Warriors, he's going to go back and play for the Hornets, his hometown team. That's the team his dad played for, Del Curry. We don't know, we can't speculate on whether that is going to come to fruition or not. But you know what we can do? We can say, damn, we're going to have the Curry brothers participating in the three-point shootout at NBA All-Star Weekend in Charlotte, their hometown, home state. So that'll be exciting. So if you're an NBA fan, the All-Star game doesn't quite do it for me, but I love All-Star Saturday night, the dunk contest, the skills challenge, and the three-point shootout. It's going to be a good one, and we only have four players so far, so the field is only going to get larger. Will we see Klay Thompson? Kevin Durant? Maybe even James Harden. Who knows? We'll see. So the three-point shootout is going to be exciting. Anybody who's a fan of All-Star Saturday night, definitely a winner this week. Moving on. You know, I don't really have losers. I felt like it was a little unfair to call the NFL refs losers. So we're just going to call it good job, good effort. To the NFL referees in the conference championship games. We'll start in the AFC, a lot less egregious penalties there. But one big one in the Chiefs-Patriots game was a roughing the passer call on Chris Jones, the defensive lineman for the Kansas City Chiefs. They said he hit Tom Brady in the head, and if anything, maybe a fingernail clipped Tom Brady's mask. It moved minuscule, very minimal movement, but they called it. That wasn't necessarily a great call, but hey, whatever, we move on. The Chiefs had the Patriots third and long three different times in overtime and couldn't stop them either time, so there's a lot of talk. Oh, we got to change the rules for overtime. We got to let each team possess the ball. No, you don't. You really don't. Yes, would it have been awesome to see Patrick Mahomes take the field in overtime? One of the most dynamic, if not exciting, players in the NFL all season? Of course we would have loved to see him take the field in overtime and try to score against Tom Brady and the Patriots. And yes, we would have loved to see him, but no, we don't need to change the rules. People are saying, oh, it's not fair, he never got a chance to hold the ball. Well, whoever wins coin toss is going to win the game. Well, newsflash for you, in the Rams-Saints game, it went to overtime because, in a second, we'll expand on why good job, good effort refs continues to the NFC side. But the Saints won the coin toss and lost the game, so literally you had a 50-50 outcome for the two overtime games. By the way, first time ever both conference championship games have gone into overtime in the same season. How about that? But yeah, the Saints won the toss and lost the game. Patriots won the toss and won the game. 50-50 outcome, literal coin toss flip, 50-50. No problem there. The big one, though, Saints-Rams. The no call on defensive back Nickell Robey-Coleman's pass interference slash helmet-to-helmet hit, which he subsequently got fined for, even though they didn't call the penalty on the field, has everybody up in arms. Everybody saying, oh, they should change the rules. You should be able to review plays. I don't know about that. Maybe if one of the arguments against it is, oh, it's going to drag the game on. No, it won't drag the game on further. You just work it into the parameters of what you have in terms of you can challenge or can't challenge. Now it's just you can challenge this call or not. You'll still have two challenges if you get it wrong. You lose a timeout and a challenge. It's simple. It won't take any additional time to the game because you'll still only have the two challenges. But if you say, oh, we can challenge this. Oh, but there's holding on every play. Can we challenge that? It opens up a can of worms that I don't think the NFL is quite ready for. But good job, good effort to the referees because that was a very blatant pass interference. Or at the least a helmet-to-helmet or a hit on a defenseless receiver. There are about four or five different penalties they could have called on Nickell Robey-Coleman, who even said, yeah, he had me beat. I hit him. And I got there early. Pretty blunt from the defensive back there saying, yeah, it was an early hit. It was a pass interference. Oh, boy. Referees. Maybe the referees need to get younger. That I would not object to because the timing, their reactionary speed, their running speed, their endurance, their eyesight, I think it would be better if they were younger. And before we wrap things up here at the Dimer, really quick, James Harden, say what?
Say what?
James Harden has scored 1,014 points since December 3rd. That's more than Kyrie Irving has scored all season. In 42 games, Kyrie Irving, 985 points. James Harden in 25 games since December 3rd, 1,014 points. How about that? The kind of streak James Harden is on. I got to give him props. Shout out to the beard. And that is going to wrap things up here at the Diner. It is time to close. The burners are off. The stove is off. The lights are shutting down. It's time for you to depart the Diner. But thank you for joining us. Remember, you are tuned in to Sports Overnight America, the weekend edition, and the Taco Man Audio Magazine.
Feels like Golden State has a 30-point lead the way this crowd reacts with Steph in the game. Here's Curry firing.
Yes!
Curry got another three. How does he do that in all that time?
You're listening to Sports Overnight Weekend.
Yeah.
Hi, Rick Tittle here. You may know me as the sports talk host. I can talk about all sports: football, basketball, baseball, hockey, soccer, golf, tennis, auto racing, boxing, Olympics, rollerball. But this time I'm here to talk about pain. If you have pain in your knee or your back like I do, then you should know about the Health Alert Hotline. If Medicare is your primary insurance, then you could qualify for a back or knee brace at little or no charge. I have an old injury from my football playing days. And anything that can help take that pain away and make it more manageable, that has my attention. I love the free delivery, and they take care of the paperwork for you. So if you have Medicare and need help for back, ankle, knee, or shoulder pain, please call the Health Alert Hotline at 800-428-1570. That's 800-428-1570. Agents are standing by 24/7, so go ahead and call now. 800-428-1570.
Want to fly somewhere? Looking for cheap flights or cheap tickets? Then call. That's right. Call the low-cost airline travel hotline now for prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. Low-cost airlines has all kinds of cheap travel deals. Fly domestically and save up to 75%. You can even fly internationally and save even more. Yes, fly anywhere in the world and save a lot of money on your plane tickets. We'll even save you money with cheap travel deals on hotels, rental cars, even complete travel packages. So don't book your tickets until you call us first for the absolute cheapest prices on U.S. and international airline tickets and hotels. Call right now for prices so low they can't be published. Travel experts are here 24-7 to help. 800-754-4531. 800-754-4531. 800-754-4531. That's 800-754-4531.
Are you still on the sidelines when you could be getting big pay to play? It's playoff season, leading up to the big game, and there's no better time to place your bet than right now. When you do, be sure you're betting with the best. BetDSI, one of the most reliable online sportsbooks. NFL, NCAA, UFC, NBA, and more. BetDSI has super quick payouts and bonuses. And there's even a live feature that allows you to watch your team before you even bet. Now, for a limited time, they'll match any deposit you make up to $1,000. Play big. Win big. Join the winning team. Sign up at BetDSI.com using promo code SCORE101. You'll more than double your bet. Don't leave money on the table. Log on to BetDSI.com and use our code SCORE101. That's BETDSI.com. Use code SCORE101. Do it today.
That's the thing. There's so much stuff to worry about. You know, the more you know, the more you don't know. And you know, like a lot of people be telling me, Dave, you know, you just got to relax. The racism thing be bugging you too much. Have you ever had something happen that was so racist that you didn't even get mad? You were just like, God damn, that was racist. I mean, it was so blatant, you were just like, wow. Like, almost like it didn't even happen to you. It was like a f***ing movie. That was like you was watching Mississippi Burning. Wow. That happened to me. I was in Mississippi. I was in Mississippi doing a show, and I go to the restaurant to order some food, and I say to the guy, I say, I would like to have, and before I even finish my sentence, he says, the chicken! I could not believe it. Could not believe that. This man was absolutely right. I said, how did he know that I was going to get some chicken? I asked him, I said, how you know that? How did you know I was going to get some chicken? He looked at me like I was crazy. Come on, buddy. Come on, buddy. Now, everybody knew as soon as you walked through the goddamn door, you're going to get some chicken. It is no secret down here that blacks and chickens are quite fond of one another. Then I finally understood what he was saying, and I got upset. I wasn't even mad. I was just upset. I wasn't ready to hear that. All these years, I thought I liked chicken because it was delicious. Turns out I'm genetically predisposed to liking chicken. I got no say in the matter.
This is Sports Overnight America
with Johnny Tucker.
Clap your hands, sir. Stop being racist. Clap your hands.
Time to wrap up another edition of the Taco Man Audio Magazine. Obviously, I am Johnny Taco. I thank you so much for spending some time with me tonight. Of course, on Sports Byline, Sirius XM Satellite Radio, Channel 211. I want to mention that Dan Patrick channel, of course, the mighty Sports Byline Broadcast Network. Don't forget, Taco Man Radio comes to you each and every Saturday night on the West Coast at 10 p.m. Pacific Time. On the East Coast, it's Sunday morning at 1 a.m. Eastern Time. And of course, in Honolulu, Hawaii, it's 7 o'clock. Honolulu time, 7 o'clock Saturday night. That's right, the Taco Man Audio Magazine live only on Sports Byline. Hey, what can I say about Tom Brady that hasn't already been said? Nothing. Straight up, the greatest of all time. In the minds of every but the Joe Montana fans. Want to thank Dominic Mendez, and of course, want to pay tribute to the great Rodney Dangerfield. Want to thank the executive producer, Scott Cuddy. Until next time, don't forget, you're tuned to the Taco Man Audio Magazine, an exclusive production only of Sports Byline.